The Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share our daily reflection. Your Grace.
Today, 21st of March 2022, is Monday of the third week of Lent. We reflect together today on God's power manifests even in unexpected ways. There are three particularly remarkable virtues that should have grown within us as a result of the Lenten discipline and observances. The instruction of Jesus in the Gospel passage of today charges us to make deliberate efforts to nurture these virtues. And what are these virtues? Faith, humility, and docility. The passage from 2 Kings chapter 5 tells us the story how lack of faith, a big measure of arrogance, and reluctance to listen nearly robbed Naaman, the Syrian general, of the healing that he came all the way to receive, the land of Israel. Strong and important man that he was, it was initially difficult for him to accept that the prophet Elisha would not come himself and give him instant healing. To make things more unbearable, Elisha asked him to do what looked to him like a ridiculous ritual of bathing 7 times in the Jordan, a river that was not as clean as the waters in his land. He was reluctant, but he listened eventually. In Luke chapter 4, verse 24 to 30, the passage that we read today, Jesus was lamenting that no prophet is ever accepted in his own country. He had preached and was going to do the same great works that he had done in other places, but the negative mindset of over-familiarity robbed his own people of faith, hardened their hearts, and prevented them from receiving the blessings that Jesus had brought to them. Evidence of the truth in John 1, 11 to 12, he came into the world that he made, and the world did not recognize or receive him. My dear friends, if only we were able to realize how often we deprive ourselves of God's favor, the healing and the good fortunes that he has for us, simply because of our failure to recognize God and revere him, especially in the persons he sends our way, whether they are complete strangers or very familiar people. Naaman didn't expect that bathing in the ordinary waters of the River Jordan will cleanse him of his leprosy. In the same way, the people of Nazareth failed to recognize in Jesus the promised Messiah sent to redeem them simply because he was the son of a poor handmaiden betrothed to a poor village carpenter. They rejected him, expelled him from their midst, and started plotting his execution. Like Naaman, we often expect God to intervene and remedy our situations according to our predetermined formula and timing. Thanks be to God. Good sense prevailed. Naaman listened to the slave girl and got the healing he desired. We too must make efforts to be among those whom St. John says, to all who received him, he gave the right to become children of God. Dear brothers, dear sisters, our Lord Jesus wants us to learn today that God's purposes for our good will be fulfilled in our lives if we muster as much faith as is needed to trust his methods. We would be humble and docile enough to be open to whatever his instruments may be and cooperate with his messengers. Take note that even in our time, God allows ordinary natural elements that look incapable by themselves to bring about extraordinary and supernatural results. The sacramentals are, for example, God's precious and powerful gift to our church to effect healing and bring grace to our lives. Let us learn to value them, appreciate them, treat them with reverence, lest we forfeit the graces that they carry. Must guard against familiarity that often breeds contempt. I bless you today, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins.